Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern with the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern with stories rare. So now take Bill's advice and you'll look so keen. You'll have a face that's both smooth and clean. Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern.
The 515th edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel, featuring America's most famous collector of yarns and stories, some legends, some hearsay, but also interesting that we'd like to pass them along to you. And to do this, here's radio's number one sports reporter, Bill Stern. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Our guest tonight is the famous manager of the league-leading St. Louis Cardinals, Mr. Eddie Dyer. But first, here is Real One. You men with tough beards and tender skins, give this proposition a go. There's $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Yes, sir. $1 cash says it overcomes that pull and scrape. Gives you a clean close shave that's smooth and comfortable, and here's why.
Because it's light and fine textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy heavy creams. No matting down, no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless, but cuts through clean and smooth.
That light, fine texture of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream lets the razor mow down your whiskers the first time over, leaves your face soft and comfortable feeling. Hundreds of thousands of men have discovered new shaving ease and comfort in Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. So try it yourself. And if you're not convinced after 1 week's use that it's everything that you want in a shave, well, you just mail me back that carton top from a large or giant size tube or jar of Colgate Brushless. And Colgate will send you $1. Address, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. Fair enough. Remember, there's $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Reel 2, Portrait of Eddie Dyer. Eddie Dyer is the famous manager of the fighting St. Louis Cardinals. Right now, he's got his St. Louis Cardinals out in front, leading the National League. But Eddie Dyer's always been successful in baseball. In fact, Eddie was such a great baseball player himself back in his own college days that one day while Eddie was starring in baseball in college, a visitor came to see him, a man who said to him,
Eddie, I want you to come to my college and work with me as a coach.
You mean a baseball coach, sir?
No, Eddie. In spite of your record as a baseball player, I want you to come to my college as a football coach.
Eddie Dyer was amazed, but he never for a moment doubted that man's sincerity. For you see, the man who offered Eddie Dyer, that great baseball player, a job as a football coach was the immortal coach of the University of Notre Dame, Newt Rockne. That is an amazing story, but it's only one of the incredible stories in the career of Eddie Dyer. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight let me tell you the life story of the fighting manager of the league-leading St. Louis Cardinals, the Eddie Dyer story.
At the age of 14,
Eddie Dyer became the best high school athlete in Louisiana, winning 11 varsity letters.
At the age of 20,
Eddie Dyer pitched a no-hit, no-run game to beat the University of Texas for the first time in the history of Rice Institute.
At the age of 21,
Eddie Dyer was offered Major League Baseball contracts with the New York Yankees, the Cleveland Indians, the Washington Senators, and the St. Louis Cardinals.
At the age of 23,
Eddie Dyer opened his Major League career with the St. Louis Cardinals by pitching a three-hit shutout to beat Chicago. Yeah, Eddie Dyer was and is a great athlete. But today he's known all over this nation as the famous fighting manager of the St. Louis Cardinals, the team he began with, the same team he now has leading the National League. And here he is, speaking in person. Ladies and gentlemen, the fighting manager of the league-leading St. Louis Cardinals, Mr. Eddie Dyer.
Thanks, Bill. And I know the question everyone wants to hear me answer is whether or not the Cardinals will win the National League pennant. And my answer is a very emphatic yes. We're in first place now, and we intend to stay there. But we still have a lot of tough ball games to play against very rugged opponents. But, Bill, I have a team of ball players who just don't know how to quit. Any team that boasts pitchers like Pollett, Munger, Drazel, Staley, and Bikin and hitters like Musial, Slaughter, Schoendienst, and Marion is bound to give any club a tough struggle. If we win, every man on the team will deserve plenty of credit. We got off to a slow start, and we have had our quota of bad breaks, but the boys have been trying with everything they have in every game. The Cardinals have that most important ingredient every pennant winner must have, and I mean team spirit. In fact, team spirit and team cooperation is a heritage with the St. Louis Cardinals, and I'm a lucky manager to have those boys playing for me. So if and when we win the pennant, and I'm pretty sure we will, you can be sure it's the players themselves who have won the ball game and not their manager.
Thanks so much. Good luck and good night, Mr. Eddie Dyer. I'll be back in just a moment with the profile of an incredible love story. But first, here's Reel 3 and Arthur Gary.
Don't forget, there's $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless, wins you in a flash. Colgate offers this wonderful proposition because Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream really wilts tough whiskers, leaves tender skin truly comfortable. You get a shave that is a shave, slick and smooth and easy. Bill Stern, tell him the secret.
Because it's light and fine textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle. Better than greasy heavy creams, there's no matting down, there's no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless. Instead, it cuts through clean and smooth.
Try Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. See how that light, fine texture smooths your shave. How it comforts and protects your skin.
Get a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream tomorrow. If you're not completely sold after 1 week that it gives you smooth, cool, comfortable shaves, then Colgate will send you $1. Just mail the carton top back to me. Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. Remember, there's $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless, wins you in a flash. Reel 4, profile of a love story. This is the story of a great love. A great love between a boy and a girl. And yet the incredible part of this story is that their love was almost destroyed by the game of baseball. But this is the story of a boy named Bill and a girl named Maud. One day, shortly before the turn of the century, both Bill and Maud were attending a baseball game in New York City. At that time, neither Bill nor Maud knew each other. That is, they didn't know each other until that day at that baseball game, when Bill said to his friend, who was sitting next to him,
"Hey, who's that girl sitting over there? She's beautiful."
"Oh, that's Maud Nugent, Bill. She's a professional singer. Good singer, too."
"Oh?
Come on, let's go over. I'll introduce you."
"Oh, well, I don't think..."
"Oh, come on, Bill. What's the matter? You afraid to meet her just because she sings?"
"No, it isn't that."
"All right, come on, Bill. Just follow me."
Bill and his friend picked their way through that crowd at the baseball game. And as they did, his friend called out,
"Maud! Oh, Maud."
"Yes, what is it?"
"Maud, I'd like you to meet a friend of mine, Bill Jerome. Bill, this is Maud Nugent."
"I'm very glad to meet you, Mr. Jerome."
I'm certainly most happy to meet you."
It's doubtful whether either Bill or Maud paid any more attention to the rest of that ball game that afternoon. They only had eyes for each other. For with these two youngsters, it was love at first sight. Yeah, they were in love. Like all young lovers, they wanted to be together all the time. And that's why they used to meet at the baseball park day after day. And they'd sit together watching the game. Until one day when Maud said to Bill,
"Bill, you're not watching the game."
"I know it. I've got to ask you something. Maud, will you marry me?"
"I must say, this is a fine place to propose. At a baseball game."
So Maud and Bill were married. They were happily married, happy with each other, with one exception. For you see, Bill continued to go to baseball games, only now he went alone. That is, he continued to go to baseball games alone until finally Maud protested to him,
"But Bill, going to baseball games all the time isn't getting your work done. Besides, you're always leaving me home."
After that, Bill promised to stay away from the baseball game, or if he went, to take Maud with him. And for a while, he did keep his promise. but gradually he again fell into his old habit of going to the baseball games and of leaving Maud home. That is, he did until one day when Maud said to him,
"Bill, if you go to the game this afternoon without me, I'll never forgive you."
"Oh, stop being dramatic, Maud. I'm only going to a baseball game."
Bill walked out of the house. For a moment, Maud stood there stunned. Then slowly she walked over to the piano.
"I was a singer before, and if that's the way he's going to treat me, I can be a singer again."
Maud stood at the piano, idly running her fingers up and down the keys. And out of nowhere, a melody began to take shape. A melody began to take shape that in another 2 hours, it'd become a song. Immediately, Maud wanted a title for her song. In a moment, she'd found that title. She named that song after a pretty little Irish girl who was working for her as a maid. And that is the story of how one of America's all-time favorite songs came to be written. A song that you must remember called Sweet Rosie O'Grady.
Sweet Rosie O'Grady, my dear little Rose.
Yeah, that's the story of how Sweet Rosie O'Grady came to be written. Mainly because Bill Jerome insisted on going to a baseball game and leaving his wife at home. Now I'd like you to meet his wife, Maud Nugent, the lady who wrote that great song. And here she is in person, Mrs. Bill Jerome.
Thank you. It gave me quite a thrill to hear you dramatize how I wrote my famous song. It's true. If my husband hadn't gone to the baseball game that day, I never would have written it. But that's not the end of this story, for I think you should tell the audience what happened to my maid, Rosie O'Grady, after my song was named for her.
I will, Mrs. Jerome. After you named that song for your maid, Rosie O'Grady, she became famous. So famous that 2 years later, newsboys were yelling,
"Extra, extra, Rosie O'Grady missing in New York. Girl who inspired song hit disappears. Extra, extra."
Yeah, Rosie O'Grady had disappeared. Maud and Bill Jerome were terribly worried about the young girl that they had made famous. So worried that Bill Jerome helped the police look for her. And they found her. They found her in New York's Chinatown. And along with finding her in New York's Chinatown, Bill Jerome found something else. He discovered that New York's Chinatown was colorful and exciting. In fact, New York's Chinatown made such an impression on him that he wrote a song about it. A song that went on to become another of America's all-time popular hits. A song he called Chinatown, My Chinatown.
Chinatown, My Chinatown.
And that's the story. The story of how two of America's greatest song hits came into being. Because a man went to a baseball game, Sweet Rosie O'Grady was written. And because Rosie O'Grady disappeared, he wrote Chinatown, My Chinatown. Ladies and gentlemen, is the 3-0 mark for tonight. Next Friday night, we'll be back same time, same station, when our guest will be one of the most famous golf stars of all time, Ben Hogan, making his first radio appearance since his accident. See you then. And until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the News of the Day newsreels at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. So until next Friday night at the very same time, this is Bill Stern wishing you all a good night.
Colgate Shave Cream Mandelstern is on the air. Colgate Shave Cream Mandelstern with stories rare. So now take Bill's advice and you look so keen. You'll have a face that's both smooth and clean. Colgate Shave Cream Mandelstern.
It's new, it's amazing, an ammoniated dentifrice that helps prevent tooth decay and tastes good, too. That's Colgate Ammoniated Tooth Powder, created in Colgate's research laboratories. Colgate Ammoniated Tooth Powder contains the revolutionary ingredients that help prevent new cavities in a dentifrice that tastes refreshingly minty, foams freely, cleans teeth effectively. Get Colgate Ammoniated Tooth Powder now. Economical 4-ounce size, only 43 cents.
Portions of the Bill Stern Show tonight were transcribed and came to you from New York.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.